Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Dr. Ashley Yauger. She is with the USU Extension Office here in Carbon and the Emery County area. And we've got an active parenting classes that are coming up. This is going to be great information if you need it, if you want it. You know, even though we sometimes think that we're doing okay, we can always do better when it comes to our kids. At least that's how I have always felt. So we're going to talk about some of the things that we're going to learn in this class, why the need for the class, really, and then what you need to do if you want to be a part of it. Dr. Yauger, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, so happy to be here and share this information. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. So let's talk about, the extension, when they decided, what kind of made them decide, or what, you know, are there certain things going on in our area that was like, you know what, this class would be great? Or is this just a class that's good no matter what the area, no matter what the time?
You know, I think this is just a great class no matter what the time, no matter the area. It's active parenting of teens and families in action. So it's really just a great class for parents and guardians as well as their teenagers in 5th to 12th grade. So anytime, anywhere, and I think particularly for our area, Carbon and Emery, it's great to have good, strong bonds with our children and our youth, because strengthening that relationship between parents and guardians and their teens actually is an evidence-based way to reduce substance use and other problem behaviors that, you know, we don't want for our kids.
And as I said at the beginning, you know what, I'm sure you feel the same way. When it comes to our kids, we can always do better, can't we?
Absolutely. And these classes, there's so much to learn. It's a four-week series, and so it'll be 2 hours for 4 weeks, and it's going to be just a great time of bringing your youth and the parents go as well, parents and guardians, and just learn how to break down those barriers of communication, cooperate more with our kids, which can become more difficult as they age because they're becoming adults, right? So, and then addressing challenges as they come up and learning how to do that. So I think it'll be great topics for that new stage of life for parents, and I think we can all learn more, and, you know, nobody's an expert.
Very, very, very true. I've felt that many times when it came to dealing with my kids sometimes. Now, this, as you said, is a four-week class. In Carbon County, you get started on January 23rd, and then in Emery County, you get started on February 6th. What are some of the things that are going to be covered in these four-week classes?
Yeah, so we are going to be talking about a whole spectrum of information with, like I said, the parents and guardians are going to come as well as your teens. So it's really a group effort to attend together and learn and practice the same exact skills. So you're going to be speaking the same languages, and families are going to learn how to communicate without fighting, develop skills that you can use in real life, and avoid risks and other things that teens are facing today, every day of their lives, and enjoy that journey to adulthood with their parents and guardians. So things like I mentioned, breaking down barriers and building skills that will help families be more cooperative and increasing stability, learning those skills that will really make them active families. That's why it's called Families in Action. It's not that nobody knows how to be a family and to do these skills, right? That's not at all what we're saying. We're just wanting to strengthen those protective factors. And like you and I have been talking about before we came on the air, we don't all know everything, and this is such a new and ever-changing time for our youth that it's a great time to build those skills and be active together. So it's really the coming together with your youth and practicing the exact same things, learning those skills, and addressing those challenges together actively that we're going to be talking about in that four-week session. So there's going to be 2 hours each for 4 weeks in a row. There will be a meal served while there, and there will be some fun swag and information, booklets, and everything that you need will be provided. And it's all free thanks to a grant from the Southeastern Utah Health Department. So we're really excited to be able to offer that with our Be Epic programming.
And I've got one question while we were talking about all this. Now, when I was growing up, probably one of the biggest things that was talked about and discussed was peer pressure as far as being a teenager and growing up and doing things, you know, the way you should and things like that. Is that kind of still the same way, or have we maybe shifted to like social media pressures or something like that?
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's all so related. And, you know, being a teenager, particularly that time in our life, our peers are so important. And what they say matters, and what we do matters. So it's important for our whole community to know that, you know, you don't have to do exactly what your peers are doing, but you can do what you choose to do. And that's okay too, right? Like, you can make different choices than your peers are making, and that's okay. And so I think that still plays a role for sure. It definitely has changed in the way peers are reached, and social media is a big one. We're just so connected now, Dave, to the world. And it's just right in our fingertips. We have a little computer we carry around all the time, right? Our phones are our computer. So it's hard not to be connected. So it's even more important now, I think, more than ever, to have those strong family bonds. So even if a teenager messes up and, you know, they're like, gosh, I need to talk to someone, they can go to their parent or guardian and say, here's what happened, I need advice, right? So I think now more than ever is a great time to have a strong relationship with our youth.
All right, and I was going to kind of add to that, ask, you know, I would say maybe it's the same thing by listening to what you just said, but maybe social media has amped it up even more. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I would think so. I think for all the great things with social media, there comes the connectedness, right, and the ability to check in on our loved ones, see what they're doing. There's a lot of downsides of social media, too, because people just post the fun times. Nobody's posting the tough times. So it can actually really increase feelings of depression, anxiety, comparisons to your group, right? Whatever you're looking at on there is oftentimes not the full picture. So I think that's a slippery slope for sure.
All right. So if anyone is interested in being a part of this class, what do they need to do?
So we have totally free, like I mentioned, you just have to register in advance on Eventbrite. And you can find all the links for our Carbon, Emory, and Grand County Eventbrites on our extension page, all in one place. So we tried to keep them updated and make sure that everything that we're doing is there. So it's an easy place to find it. It's just extension.usu.edu/b-epic. And so if you go to that website, the links will be in there, or you can even just Google it, go to Eventbrite and type in active parenting, and it should come up for you pretty quickly that way too.
All right. So once again, it's a 4-week class. They start in Carbon County at the Extension office on the 23rd of January, and in Emory County, they start on February 6th at the courthouse building there in Castledale. Once again, Dr. Yager, thank you so much for taking the time out to come and chat with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks again for having me. We hope to see you all there in person.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.